Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner, too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm Dr. Fiona Lovely, and this is the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. I'm taking the taboos of menopause and perimenopause and bringing light to the dark. No bullshit, no shame. It's time for us to gain a new paradigm in female health, out with the old and in with the new, and I'm bringing fresh perspectives from someone in the arena. I've been practicing women's health for nearly 20 years, and I'm spilling the tea on what it means to live at midlife, knowing that the best is yet to come. I'm sharing my Gen X approach to living through this transition. Sassy, a bit sweary, and always honest. Tactical tips and instantly usable information is my aim. I hope to make you laugh and that you learn something new that helps you embrace the change. Together, we bring power to the peri. Onward to the podcast. I would like to acknowledge our sponsor, Athletic Greens, which is now called AG1. This is a vitamin, mineral, and probiotic greens drink. It helps me boost my energy and gives me the nutrients I need in case I don't get what I want and need in my diet for the day. It tastes great, and it has mushrooms and digestive enzymes and adaptogens for adrenal health. I take it once a day. It's truly an all-in-one supplement. If you would like to try AG, please visit athleticgreens.com/Fiona Lovely, and they'll send you a year's supply of liquid vitamin D3 with K2 and 5 free travel packs, which come in mighty handy for getting your AG on the go. Thanks, Athletic Greens, for sponsoring the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. Hello, ladies. Dr. Fiona Lovely here. This is the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. Making hormones make sense. And today I'm bringing you just a quick little mini episode, kind of an add-on to last week's episode on anemia. And there's so much new information coming out, and we understand these things a great deal better every time new research comes out. So I thought I'd share some information with you about how iron affects mental health in particular. And I think this is a really important area to discuss, especially for women in the menopause transition, because so many of our sisters experience anxiety, depression, ADD, ADHD can come up at midlife, and you're going, you know, what the hell? This, I never had a problem beforehand. Not to mention the menopausal rage, the anger, the irritability that can come along with the egress of hormones. And so it's good to share information. And as always, this dispensing information, I hope that it will help someone greatly. So let me share with you in this short format what I have investigated and uncovered. So what role does iron deficiency play in mental health? So first of all, the iron deficiency is the most common nutrient deficiency on the planet. It is most likely associated with low income and low income countries and countries that have less access to healthcare, as it is very much associated with pregnancies. And the more pregnancies you've had, potentially the more opportunity for you to have had blood loss, not to mention that, you know, half of the population on this planet for a third to half of their lives are experiencing blood loss on a monthly basis in the form of menstruation. So this is, in a way, a concern of the feminine, of females, because we have that monthly blood loss. And while men do suffer from iron deficiency and iron deficiency anemia, it is far, far less common for them than it is for us, but depends on some socioeconomic factors. So basically, iron deficiency anemia is an inability to keep up with red blood cell production. And the red blood cells carry oxygen to the tissues, most specifically the brain, or probably, I don't want to say most importantly, every bit of the body tissues are important, but you know, you really start to notice when someone is not getting enough oxygen to the brain tissue. I mean, the brain can survive a very short amount of time without oxygen. And so that subclinical decrease in oxygen deliverance to the brain tissues over time can show up as mental health issues. And so I'm here to say it's not just a deficiency of an antidepressant medication. There's likely a very real explanation for the symptoms that you're having. So I'll teach you how to investigate that a little bit further along here. So we know iron deficiency, again, it happens in wealthy countries. When it happens in wealthy countries, it's primarily a concern of that blood loss, that monthly blood loss, as we talk about. We know that iron deficiency is underdiagnosed, and we know that the risk factors include low iron consumption, menstruation, vegetarians, children born prematurely or with low birth weight, and also frequent blood donors. Your blood, if you're donating, let's say on a monthly basis, but you're not consuming enough iron in the diet, then chances are you're going to end up with an anemia because your red blood cells just cannot be made to accommodate that blood loss. As I said, pregnancy is also a risk factor, and the more pregnancies you've had, the more likely you are to have an iron deficiency, and also those have celiac disease. And the research shows this may not be just a malabsorption problem, but more of an iron loss problem, which is interesting. We also need more research on that. So the research shows the correlation between iron deficiency anemia and depression for women in their 40s. Men are also included in that study, but again, their incidence for anemia is far less. So their explanation for depression can have, there are other factors, let's just say. The iron deficiency anemia presence has a significantly higher incidence of anxiety disorders, depression, and sleep problems. So people who are experiencing anxiety disorders, depression, and problems with their sleep are more likely to have iron deficiency anemia. Really interesting. So one study followed patients over 2 years in a psychiatry office, and what they found was that 80% of the people that were showing up for psychiatric care had iron deficiency anemia. 80%, actually more than 80%. Isn't that fascinating? So there is something here that needs to be investigated. And when these patients were given an iron supplement, this was their experience. So they were given this. They were either given an antidepressant medication, anti-anxiety medication, a psychiatric medication, or they were given iron supplementation, okay? So the iron supplementation group, the patients experienced less hyper-emotivity, so less experience of emotions, really high emotions, really low emotions, less anxiety, less irritability, less aggressive behavior. They were less sad and less apathetic. They also had less restless leg syndrome, eating disorders, and they showed improved cognitive performance. Now, I realize this is one small study, but there's something there that needs to be investigated. And I think it's really important to have that discussion with your doctor or your prescribing physician and say, okay, could this be something else going on? So much more to be studied, but the takeaway is there appears to be a correlation between low iron and mental health decline. So we can do something about that. First of all, we can look at the risk factors and say, are there any of these things that are voluntarily I'm participating in that I can change those lifestyle behaviors? Am I a menstruating female? Am I getting an iron supplement? Am I doing that iron supplementation correctly? Has my doctor tested me? Is my doctor monitoring this situation? So again, have your doctor test you for iron deficiency. Consume healthy foods daily that have iron in them. Listen, I could list those, but the truth is it depends on your lifestyle. It depends on what kinds of foods you like to eat. It depends on your culture. It depends on the availability of those foods. So please just Google that list, foods with high levels of iron or foods containing iron, and pick your favorites off of those and consume them daily. And supplement correctly if low. And so I say it like that because not all iron supplementation is created the same. And there are things that you can do around your iron supplementation that makes the iron more absorbed. And that's a really important factor. And so the last episode, episode 86 that I recorded, does talk about how to do that iron supplementation properly. And so my recommendation to you is have a listen to that episode. Important to have your blood tested before considering antidepressant, anti-anxiety medication. Talk to your doctor about this. You know, if something just feels off in your chemistry, if you've normally been a happy person, but something just happened, again, have this investigated. Don't just take the one most common treatment and say, oh, that must be for me. But dig a little deeper. Now, iron supplements are not for everybody. And having too much iron in the body, which is not typically a problem for women, is problematic as well, although a far easier fix for sure. So it's not for everybody. Make sure you have your iron tested to be sure that you are in fact deficient before you consume the supplementation. So I hope this was helpful. If you want more information about me and my work, you can go to my website, drlovely.com, and I'll make sure all my social links and things are in the show notes today. I hope you are doing well, and until next time, take care.
The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.